Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I've got a little bit of background thing going on here, just testing it out. Let me know if it is okay for you guys, or is it too noisy, or can you not hear it? Whatever. Let me know as we take a visit to Australia. Now, we talk a lot about Australia, but there's lots of good reasons for that, not least the fact that it has become such a full-on fascist state. And there's a couple of things that I've talked about over on my Getter feed that I wanted to expand on with you guys here. And the first is the unbelievable evil of banning unvaccinated parents from seeing their sick children in Western Australian hospitals. That becomes law from tomorrow. So yes, so from tomorrow, the unjabbed, you filthy purebloods, are going to be stopped from going in to see your own sick children in hospital under the steely gaze of Mark McGowan. Yeah, the unvaxxed are going to be denied entry to all high-risk settings. High-risk settings. Legislation comes after the same Mark McGowan, the state premier, reneged on reopening a state. He's decided he's not doing that anymore. No. So listen, truckers in Australia, if there's any place you need to go, it's to go and pay a visit to Mark McGowan and the thugs around him who are so cruel, so malignant, that they would actually stop a parent going to see their sick child. Anybody listening to this who has, you know, who's a family, who's kids, will understand that the worst thing that can ever happen to you as a parent is if your children become unwell. And if that sickness is so much that they actually have to go into hospital, then you're 100 times more anxious. And so are they, the little mites, when they go into these places, but big, strange hospitals, hospital ward, strange doctors and nurses. And the one thing that they need is the comfort and love that their parents can bring them, which is why a parent going in to see their sick child is the most natural, most essential thing that can ever happen. But not in Western Australia. No, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Unjabbed. But if your child takes sick and you can't see them, and it's your own fault because you wouldn't do what you were told. You didn't obey. You didn't comply. Don't you understand? And that's the wickedness. I mean, let's just call it out for what it is. This is the wickedness that drives this guy down in Western Australia, this guy, Mark McGowan. And by the way, you know, this is an evil at multiple levels. I had also put out on my Getter feed, by the way, I do hope you're all following me over there, because if you are, you're going to be getting so much content coming out on a daily basis. But I also saw over in Western Australia, as in from tomorrow, 31st, it says, you will be required to provide proof of vaccination to purchase alcohol from the store. And that's from Aldi, the German discount chain. So from tomorrow, if you want to go in, if you live in Western Australia, and you want to go in and buy a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of wine, a bottle of gin, whatever it is, whatever your poison, you got to be jabbed. If you're not jabbed, I'm sorry. Stay out. Stay the hell out. And again, Western Australia. Now, I actually did see on my feed that one of my followers down there actually elaborated this a little bit for us, and says that from tomorrow, proof of vaccination for people aged 16 and over is going to be required statewide for all hospitality venues, food, licensed premises, including restaurants, dine-in fast food, cafes, bars, pubs, clubs, taverns, licensed commercial votes, nightclubs, off-license, indoor entertainment venues, major stadiums, gyms, fitness studios, zoos, amusement parks, residential aged care, and hospitals. So it's not, I guess, just your sick child you'll not be able to go to see. You won't be able to go and visit your elderly mum or dad if they happen to be in a residential care centre. Yeah, you have to stay out. That's the way it rolls in Western Australia. And if you think about it, you know, and that's why I honestly do break this down into this is an existential evil we're up against. It's not just, you know, it's not just people bringing in stupid rules. These are people bringing in great evil rules, things that go against every human instinct we have. As I say, if you've got a child and they have to go to hospital, naturally you as a parent want to be with them. If you've got elderly parents and they're in a care home, it's natural you want to be with them. I've gone through that at both ends. I've had children, I've had obviously my elderly parents who are now gone. And so I've gone through these situations, as I know many others will have done as well. And the human instinct is to be able to care for our own family in when they're in positions of vulnerability, such as a hospital, such as a residential home care. But hey, not in Western Australia. No. In Western Australia, you've got to stand outside. You'll stand on the pavement and look up at the second floor window or wherever they are and hope they're going to be okay. Maybe you can text them, but that's it. And why? Because this monster in charge of Australia has determined in his infinite wisdom that Mark McGowan has decided that you won't be allowed to see them. You don't have any right to see your kids. You have no right to see your parents if they're sick because you didn't take the jab. But the jab doesn't stop you getting the Rona, does it? It doesn't stop you spreading the Rona, does it? Doesn't stop you ending up in hospital. Doesn't stop you dying. Yeah, but you still got to take it. No. Here's what we need to take. We need to get Mark McGowan and the likes of him chased out of office. It really is time. We've come to the end of the line in this one. These monsters will keep coming until we stop them. And we need, and this is for the people in Western Australia. You either stop these people now where there's some chance or you will end up in a horrible, horrible situation. The 1930s and 1940s are coming your way so much faster than you know, unless you stop people like this. So there you have it, folks. Anyway, we have Western Australia going full Gestapo. Thanks for listening, and catch up with you soon.